Okay.
Recording in progress.
Okay, Rabosai. We left off last time, the Gemara and Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph. What did we see? One of the tangents we got into was, is there really a machlokas between the Lishnakam and the Lishnabasra? Right? The Kesemisha says he really preferred to read the Rambam as agreeing with everyone. This machlokas in Lishnakam and Lishnabasra. The Rambam himself, in his Tshuva d'Chachmei Lunil, said the Lishnabasra is just the Lishnakam in different words. Right? And the Lishnakam says wine doesn't need Haseva. That's the Lishnabasra meant. Wine Haseva doesn't help. Meaning, you don't need Haseva. You can also do without Haseva. That's a big Kiddush. And the Rav Ben Rambam, with great Dochak, tried to read that into the continuation of the Gemara. The Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam would just have a different Gerus in the Gemara. But we're going to leave that aside and stick to the... Halacha L'maisa, we have... In the end, I'm not going to repeat the chart that we had last time. I'm just going to bring out the maskanas. What was the maskana? The maskana was pasin yayin. Since we have to pass like Rabbi Yochanan, no matter which lashon we hold, like pasin yayin. If you have a saber, you can multi someone, and if not, not. That's easy. So, what is the maskana? Which would be Rabbi Yochanan. Pas and Yayin can only be motzi with Haseva. Okay, that is Rabbi Yochanan. Haseva works and Haseva is necessary. It is necessary and sufficient, as we say. Or the equivalent of Haseva, right? But don't fun. How about Shar Dvarim, everything less chashev than Pas and Yayin. So here we ended up with three opinions. What are the three opinions? One opinion is, I guess the majority of Mishonim, right? I'll just put whoever we had on the board. We had the Rashba, Rabbeinu Yonah, probably Tosfos, we thought. The Ra'ah and the Ritva. What did they say? First opinion, you can only be motzi with Haseba. Meaning, it's the same as Pasin Yayin. In the end, everything is the same. How does it fit into the Sugya? That was the only difference, right? The only difference is that the Rashi and Yonah and Simli Toso said it's like Yayin. Yayin includes everything but bread. Although Ritva said food is like pas and drink is like Yayin. Meaning, tremendous nachmina for Rav's opinion. But for Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't make a difference. The second opinion was that of the Ravid. Was that of the Ravid? Says the Ravid. He says, can't be motzi even with Haseba. Right? That was the opinion of the Ravid. And where did he get that from? He got that from the, he says, it's obvious that we need the paskin, like the Lishna Basra. He says, like the Lishna Basra. And he says, it's unlike Pas and Yayin. Other foods are not like Pas and Yayin. And the Lishna Basra, the Pas v'Yayin mehanya Haseba, u'bishar dvarim lo mehanya. Okay, and the third opinion was that of the Rambam. And, okay, we found a hint of this in the Rif, who passed like Lishnakama, but he didn't explicate his Shita about Shar Dvarim, the Rambam and the Rush. They say you can, and the Rush quoted the Ramban, right? And the Ramban quoted in the Rush. We don't have a full copy of the Ramban on Brachos. You can be motzi even without Heseva. And what was the Asart? No, it's not like Pasen Yayin. Unlike Pasviyayin, but like Lishnakama, because we're always Mako in Durabanans, kill Lishnakama. And what does Lishnakama say? Pasviyayin, Ba'i Heseba, in which case, Shardvarim, Lo, don't even need Heseba. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Could very well be the Rif as well. The Rabban says it's the Rif, right? The Rabban says, I think the Rabban uses the word Rabbeinu. Because the Rif Pasalat Lishnakama, now we don't know whether if a Shard Varm were like Pasen Yayin or unlike Pasen Yayin, but quite possibly. Okay, these are the three opinions, and just again, the Rambam thinks Lishnabasar and Lishnakama, the Lishnabasar is also the same as Lishnakama, and there's no difference between them, which is very radical. Now, I said we would discuss two things before we moved on Viter. Number one is, what is the big raya of the Rambam and the Rush and all the Rishonim against the Ravid? This we did have on the board. What's the raya of all the Rishonim against the Ravid? The Rush mentions this. All the Mefarshim of the Rambam mention this. What's their big raya? The story of the two Talmidim. They had Pargios and they had Kruv, which is clearly not Pas and Yayin. So how do we? Daf Lama Tesam and Aleph. The story of Talmidei Bar Kapra. So the Rive, the Rush says, that's perfect for me, since it's Shar Devar and they can be motzi each other even without Heseba. Right? So that is... This is a Nicha, because it's Shar Dvarim. How about for the Rashba? How about for the Rashba, etc.? Just say there was a Seba. It's not so bad. I mean, they were sitting there. They could have been sitting with a Seba. It doesn't say they were at an amusement park. It says they were sitting. I think they said they were sitting. So no problem. Nicha, just make an Okemta De Heisebu, which is exactly what Tosos says there on Daf Lama Tesam and Aleph says Tosos Venira de my Rushal Fanov, because otherwise Aim is Amal appears. So my Rebes Sebu. Okay, that's how I know that Tosos is not like the Rush, even though often Tosos and the Rush are saying, but here they're not, because the Rush wouldn't even have to say it's my Rebes Sebu. The Rama wouldn't say it's my right. The Rama would say it doesn't say anything, so it always works. Okay, and this is exactly what the Rishonim say. This is exactly what the Rishonim say. Atar right there. I don't remember which Rishonim I gave you there, but Tosos and the Rashba and the Ra'ah and the Ritva all say this. Basically, this everyone on this list says this. The Ravid is in big trouble. Because the Ravid says you can never be motzi someone else with a bracha on anything but pas v'yayin. So the Ravid is in big trouble. Anyone know, have a solution for the Ravid? Or anyone want to be medayik? I didn't put on the chorus, I don't think, that slach there in Daf Lamates is medayik, that there's a Rishon who agrees with the Ravid. Who do you think is medayik who agrees with the Ravid? On Daf Lamates? Okay, says Rashi and Daf Lama Tesam and Aleph on that story. Says Rashi. Let me just find the story. Here he says, Dibramasal Zikna Inkan. He says, Udvar Malalo ain't boin the lafaces a pass, Elo Shalom Machmasasud ain't boin, Vermila Kaman, the Dunim Brachel of Nayem, the ain't a pass, Putrasan. Says Rashi, this Krov and Dermaskin, we're not coming the lafaces a pass, right? This works well for Rashi, who says the laf.
who says, no, anything that you eat like separate, that you don't make a sandwich, is considered Bam Shalom HaSuda. It's called Shalom Achos HaSuda, and therefore it needs a bracha rishon, and the pas doesn't potter it. Okay, what's Rashi assuming before he started the sentence? That they're in the middle of the Suda's pas. And since they're in the middle of the Suda's pas, Rashi has to explain something. Hey, he takes you to make a bracha on Kruv and Dermaskin in the middle of a, or in the middle of a, or Kruv and, sorry, here it's Kruv and Pargios. Kruv and Dermaskin and Pargios. Okay, Kruv and Pargios for the candidates. Hey, he takes you to make a bracha on Kruv and Dermaskin and Pargios in the middle of the Suda's pas. He says, oh, don't worry, it's Bam Shalom Achos HaSuda. How does Rashi know they're in the middle of Suda's Pass? Mehechit Tesi, they're in the middle of Suda's Pass. So says the Tzlach, it must be that Rashi holds like the Ravid. In our Sugya, we're not sure what he holds. He doesn't give away too much. And the Rashi holds like the Ravid. The Ravid holds like Rashi. Just say they're in the middle of Suda's Pass. And once they're in the middle of Suda's Pass, then you can be motzi someone even on the Brach, even something you can't normally be motzi someone. How do we know? To the Shakmatar in our sugya. Rav says, I can milch you in pass, Lishna Kama, I can milch you in pass, but never be milch you in yayin. So what about the Brisa, Ketzat, Seder, etc.? Once they have a Seder for pass, I can also be milch you in yayin. So too, just like Rav says, once you're eating pass, I can also milch you in yayin. Rabbi Yochanan would say, once I'm eating pass, I can also milch you in peiros. The principle is, once I'm eating milch you in pass, we're glued together. Once we're eating pass, we're glued together. Once we're glued together, I can milch you in everything. So I think that Tzlach has a good ha'ara. I don't have a better answer for the Ravid. The Ravid himself doesn't deal with it, but says that Tzlach connects to Rashi on Daf Lamed Tesim and Aleph. And after all, Mehechitesa, why does Rashi have to say they're eating bread? How does he know they're eating bread? He has a kasha himself. How come they need to make a bracha if they have bread? Oh, it's a lomach v'sasuda. Why does Rashi have to ask a kasha himself? Just say they weren't eating bread. It doesn't say. It just says they were sitting there. They brought Kruv, Damascus, and Pargios. Having no bread, they were sitting. They brought three things. Where does it say bread? The answer is, Rashi was like the Ravid. They must have had bread, because otherwise they can't be motzi one another. Very, very big fish. So Rashi connects to Rashi, Adaf, Lavates, Amad Aleph. Okay, theoretically, someone wants to say, we can't prove from here that he holds like the Ravid. Maybe he's just trying to get it to work for both Lashonos and Daf and Gimel. You could say that, but if we assume he wants to go to Halacha Maisa, connect to Rashi, Adaf, which is, you know, Kimta, Shehisebu le sudas pas. And we know that Hesebu for pas lets me be motzi and bracha for other things from the Shakvataria of Erasugya. And I think it's pretty mochrach. I can't think of any other reason why Rashi would have said that in Daf Lamates. I think that Tzlach there is right, that he holds like the Ravid, and maybe the Ravid would answer like Rashi there. I don't have any other answer for the Ravid, so we'll go with that. The last thing I wanted to mention was, what is the svara here? Why should there be a difference between different foods? And we have here Minach Katza Ala Katza. There's one sheet that says no difference between different foods. Okay, never need to explain the svara if someone says no difference. Food is food. But then Minach Katza Ala Katza. There's one sheet that says no, different foods are more chomer than pas, and one sheet that says different foods are more kal than pas. And it's not the Rishonim who created this Minach Katza Ala Katza. It is the Gemara, because Rav, the two Lashonos of Rav, one says Yayin is more common than Pas, one says Yayin is more Kal. So the Rambam and his Tshuva said, it can't be a Machlokas and a Katza Lakatza. It must be both Lashonos being the same thing. So you can never have two Lashonos which are diametrically opposite. But everyone else, since you can't have two Lashonos which are diametrically opposite, and therefore if you pass on to Lashon Kama, then like the Rambam, the Riff, and the Rosh and the Ramban, you get one opinion. If it's like the Lishna Bas, or like the Rambam, you get the diametrically opposite opinion. So here we're going to have to explain the Svaros. So let's see, what is the Svara? So here, it is Nicha. All food is the same. With a Seva, you can be multi. Without a Seva, you can't be multi. You don't need any new Svara. But how about the Ravid? What's the Svara of the Ravid? That shouldn't be so hard, this far of the Ravid. What's this far of the Ravid? How come for bread and wine with a seba I can be motzi you? But for potato chips and Coca-Cola, even with a seba I can't be motzi you. What would be as far? What? It's not really kvias. Bread and wine are chashuv. They're kvias.
As a matter of fact, A, first of all, they're chashev, and B, there are things that have like a shame kvias to them. When you eat bread, you're having a suda. When you eat wine, you're having a mishteh. That's a kavua thing. So, okay, Rav thought only bread was kavua. Because after all, remember the beloved hey of the base? Until we get Eliyahu and Navi, we're going to assume that you can't be called, no one's going to be a suda on wine. Okay, Rabbi says, yeah, I know it's not a kviyas suda for benching on wine, but still, it's a kviyas to drink wine, it's a mishteh. Okay, the whole Dion in the Rishonim, nowadays, do we still kviyas to drink wine like in the old days? Or not? And the end, Mishnah Berurah says, okay, you have to look at the minute of your town. but the svara is pretty pashut. The svara is pashut. That, since pas and yayin are so chashuv, there's more kviyas. Potato chips, even if you do a seba, it's not kvius because you don't like make a meal out of potato chips. It's just silly to do a seba for potato chips. It's pashut because bepas v'yayin shayach kvius b'shar dvarim she'enam chashuvin lo shayach. Even if you do a seba for Shari Torah, it's a joke. It's not real a seba because you're not doing something significant that people would normally that people would normally get together to do. And even if don't plump, if I say, why don't we meet, why don't we meet tomorrow at this place and eat potato chips? Okay, that's still not considered to be kvius together because it's not normal to meet someone to eat potato chips. When you meet someone, it's an interesting question. In those days, at the very least, it's either bread or wine. Fine. But the Rambam, now it's not just the Rambam. The Rambam is the only one who tries to chop the Lishna Basra as well, but it's many, many Rishonim. What here is the Svara? Why should it be that pas and yayin, which are super chashuv, people make meals out of? So it's only kvius if you're at do a seba. But potato chips, which no one makes a meal out of anyway, so even if you're not doing a seba, it's still kvius? That's very strange. What's the svara?
Perhaps because it's two different things that are occurring. One is he just wants to come along shemayah.
Okay, that's one approach. Anyone want to have another approach? Okay, good. And that could work together. Anyone have another suggestion? No, read the Mishnah Berurah on the first.
The Rambam says why.
The Rambam says why. I know. I want to make a foil. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't want to give fancy lumbus. The Mishnah Berurah wants to give a very practical explanation. The Mishnah Berurah gives a practical explanation. Oh, Abi's going to shout at me and say, but that's not what the Rambam says. Okay, maybe not. Not maybe not, for sure not. But that didn't bother him, apparently. So, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Says the Mishnah Berurah, when he explains the Rambam, he says that sometimes Davka, something that's more kavua, is harder to get kvias. Something that's less kavua is easier to get kvias. How so? Sounds very strange, but he explains here. This is within the Rambam. Mishum de chashivi v'darkon l'kvorlein be'sebel. Afikach in derech kvias shalem ela be'sebel kamay. Pas and yayin are so chashuv that if you really want to have pas and yayin with someone, you would do a seba. Otherwise, you're not really getting together. Let me give you an example. If I say we're eating bread together, but we're sitting on the front stoop, that's not eating bread together because it's a reyasa. Since normal people, I know that word, normal people who eat bread together do a seba, which the Rishonim poskim say means now they share at a table, right? And those days reclining. Since normal people eat bread and wine together do a seba, and you didn't do a seba, that shows you're not really eating together. But for potato chips, no one ever does a seba. Who takes a chair at the table to eat potato chips? Therefore, if we're eating potato chips together and we're not doing a seba, it's not a reyasa.
maybe we really do want to eat potato chips together. Why are we doing a seiva? Because it's just not seiva worthy. So he says yes, because more. Everyone starts because more chashiv. It's all about being more chashiv. Pasei shach kvius mipnei chashivusam. It's all about every single mafarish said that. But here we have two approaches to this far. One is the Mishnah Brura. Says the Mishnah Brura, he says it is a technical difference. And it's just, there's always this irony that I have a rebbe who likes to say strength is its weakness. Since pas and yayin are so chashuv, that doesn't necessarily mean you're always more kvias. No, since it's so chashuv, if you don't treat it chashuv, that shows you're not kvias. Something's chashuv and you treat it as not chashuv, that's a reisa. If potato chips aren't chashuv and you treat them pas when you don't do a seiva, you're undermining. Potato chips and you don't do a seiva, you're treating normally. So he says the technical difference. Since pas and yayin are chashuvim, the hader the derech lahasev, the imlohe save. In lo hay save, and if he didn't do a seiva, there's a reisa, right? Big for you. So there's a reisa. He's shown he's not kavod. He's not eating it normally. However, b'shar dvarim einam chashuvim. V'haderech lechol bli haseba v'lachein im achal bli haseba ein kan reisa. Or basically saying is pas and yayin need a seiva because otherwise you're acting abnormally. Potato chips don't need a seiva because it's normal to eat without haseba. That's the point. Without haseba is not normal. And if you're acting not normally, then you're not kvius. Without haseba is normal. Okay, that's a very, there's no lumdish difference, right? This is not like this whole world wants to say. There's no lumdish difference. It's just a practical difference.
I didn't say there was a lumdish difference. There's a practical difference. One needs kvius and one needs something else. Like, I didn't say anything different than Mishnah Brura. I wasn't so lumdish.
Okay, so maybe I helped you out a little. But I thought you were saying what it needs to be, because that's like what its fundamental status. Okay, but in any case, Jacob is I can rely on Jacob. What? Yes, but if you look at the Rambam doesn't sound like a technical difference. Right, the Rambam sounds like, no, because it's chashuv, therefore you need more. Therefore, you need to say the bracha yourself. He doesn't say because since you acted abnormally, you undermine yourself. For the Rambam, it sounds like no. The chashivas requires individual brachas, not because when you don't do a seiva, you've undermined yourself. Then the question is, why would the chashivas require individual brachas? What do we have? We must have the lashon of the Rambam here someplace. The Kesem, yes. I just have to find the Kesem. I know. I just have to find the Kesem Mishnah. Here's the Kesem Mishnah. Says the lashon of the Rambam. Firstly, he says Yitziva Bar Begurus Hishmaya. What are you going to be more machmir by less chashuv things, and more makel by chashuv things? That's ridiculous. The more chashuv, the more you have to be machmir. Clearly, he's not looking at this technically. He's looking at this fundamentally. On a chashuv thing, you have to be more machir, and that's why he said the Lishna Basra has to be the same as Lishna Kamak. It's impossible that anyone would be more machir or less chashuv thing. More chashuv things are more machir. More chashuv things can't be more makel. The question is, what's his svara? Right? The Rambam says it's not a technical difference. If it was a technical difference, then why can't sometimes more chashuv things be more machmir, sometimes less chashuv things be more machmir? So the Rambam doesn't sound like, I would say here is the Mishnah Brura, but the Rambam doesn't sound like that way. So What's our next option? The Rambam sounds like, no, it's just that fundamentally, pas v'yayin is more chomer. But why fundamentally is pas and yayin more chomer? So Rav Ben Ben HaRambam, in his explanation of his...
The Rambam, assuming the Rambam passes like the Rashbam. Like,
So
therefore it's more chash.
Okay, but how does that explain why it can't be multi someone without, but how does that explain why it can't be multi someone without a seva?
But part of the bracha is on the ambient soul, so to speak.
But you still haven't answered my question.
Okay.
So said Rambam, Rambam, in a darsh of bracha, chashim tzivan anenbo laharbos hadayah l'shem alav. You have to give Hashem extra hodaya. Therefore, they all say separately if you don't have a seva. Okay. The one is Rav Ram Ben Haramah. Says Rav Ram Ben Haramah. He says, I don't love this because like it sounds like a very fundamental love. This look at it. He says, oh, it's just more haseva, more hodaya. What does that mean? When we're doing a seva, we're mamish gofechad. So there's no makom for extra brachos. Because that would be a bracha shein atzricha. One person can make two brachas, right? If I have two cups of wine, I should say two brachas. Have in mind, my first bracha is only the first cup. My second bracha is on the second cup. Marbo dal Hashem. No, that's bracha shein atzricha. When I'm one person, to make two brachas is wrong. So when we're haseba, we're one person, then you don't have a choice in the matter. But when we're not doing haseba, then we're two people. Then when we're two separate people, then it depends a chashav thing we should give Hashem two brachas, a less chashav thing we should give Hashem only one bracha. He says, Mar b'hodaya l'Hashem. So why? Because it's so chashav that you should have more brachos. That's a little funny. So why in Hesiva say more brachos? So you have to sort of ask him. No, in Hesiva you go for Echa, and it would be wrong to have more brachos. Okay, that is Rav Ben Rambam, but It doesn't seem to be a real adequate explanation. More brachos, more chashav. Is it really more praise of Hashem for two people say the bracha and one person be yotzei? What about for Rambam Hadras Melech? So the Rav says a different approach. Says the Rav in the Yortzeit Shirim at the very end of that piece. Says the Rav, no, passing yayin or so chashav. It doesn't mean pas yayin or chashav like Rav Ben Rambam. It doesn't mean, oh, they're so chashav, you should give Hashem extra accolades if you don't have a seva. It's that pas and yayin are a different lumdish gedder, and that's why they need kviyas. Shardvar are pas and yayin are one lumdish gedder. This is a different lumdish gedder. Mehechi pesi in Perikates and Mevarchim and pas and yayin should have a different lumdish gedder than everything else. Where do we see that, for example? Machloket Rabbi Yochanan Rav Huna, right? There's a day. I know we don't pass like it. The Chahakal works out everything but pas and yayin. Why? Because obviously, according to that day, pas and yayin are different gedder. And even if b'di'evad, all Chahakal works, that doesn't mean it's not a different gedder. It means even though it's a different gedder, b'di'evad, you could be, you could suffice. And what else do we find is unique about pas and yayin? The Mishnah gives the Mishnah accentuates pas and yayin, but also what we find yayin kovea bracha la'atzmo. Right? Says the Rav, there are two pshat kovea la'atzmo. We once had a whole part of the Rav on Rashi pshat and yayin kovea bracha la'atzmo. Here the Rav is taking the exact opposite 180 degree opposite direction than Rashi. And the Rav says explicitly in the shoe, says, I'm basing myself on the Tosos shot in Yayin Kovei Bracha La'atzmo. The Rav's not so sure himself. In one place that we learned a while ago, where he takes Rashi's shot and sees where that leads him, here he says, no, he doesn't say this. This Rashi's shot is not going to help explain the Shita. But Tosos shot will. Says, what does Kovei Bracha La'atzmo mean? Goes back to the Mishnah. Oh, it has a special bracha because it's so chashav. And therefore, what? If it is a special bracha to so chashav, what's enough kamina kriya bracha la'atmo in its original context? It can't be included in the hamotzi. The hamotzi can include everything else, but not the wine. Wine always needs its own bracha because
It is because it is so chashuv. Yeah, not like Rashi, because Rashi took in direction of like separating it from the Hana, etc. So, says the Rav, he says, no, it's a lumdish difference. It's a lumdish distinction. Pas and Yayin, and you understand, of course, why Rav might have thought only Pas. After all, maybe he wouldn't agree with this idea of Yayin Kaveh Baruch La'atzvo. We don't know what Rav would hold about this. Maybe he wouldn't agree that Yayin Poter Sharmashkin. After all, Tosos already didn't Paskin that way. Even though we personally do. Okay, it's not so clear if Yayin is as chashuv as Pas. And after all, Yayin and Bor Kriyat Gafen is not that different. Bor Kriyat Eitz and Bor Kriyat Dom is both on Motzi Lachem Haaretz, which is, you know, a very different formulation. I know in the Mishnah they make them equivalent. But, says the Rav, there is a lumdish distinction. What is the lumdish distinction? The lumdish distinction is that all the other brachos that I know, on different occasions, the Rav said this chalak and drew the line between Shahak. All the other brachos are just brachos on... are just brachos on Hana. All the other brachos are brachos on Hana. However, Pas and Yayin are brachos on the Chefza of the Pas and the Yayin. That's what it means they're so chashuv. They became a unique Chefza and not just a type of food. How does he say it here? He says, and that's why Hamotzi patches everything else, because it's not that if I have a pickle or I drink a glass of Coca-Cola, that's like part of the bread on a sandwich. No, it's just the hana of the pickle, the hana of the Coca-Cola is tafel, is bottle to the hana of a suda. And that's what he says. Shabiyachal shari dvorim tosh hetra no nikva me'ilam alfi shum bruch lo nemer l'chifetz. I never read a bruch on the chifetz of the pickles and the Coca-Cola during my meal, but that's okay, because the hana, I was already said, thank you Hashem for hana. But when it comes to aim for bracha al yayin or al pas, it starts with the bracha chetza atzvo. You need a bracha on the chetza itself, and that's just, if the way Yikra and Tufel works is that the ana of the Tufel doesn't need a bracha, but if the Tufel is a chetza that needs a bracha, then yayin could be a bracha al atzvo. It would not be included in the hamotzi. That's the yachas lepeiros. As long as you're getting hana at the same time, then I can be motzi. Oh, I'm being nana, you're being nana. I can be motzi you even without any special glue of hiseba. That's what he says here at the very end of the yard. Even if you're not a chabura.
I understand.
But he does.
He says
the shah, give me a second. The shar brachos are on.
Need the question is, what's the mitzvah?
Exactly. The kevon dekulam nehenim ba'osozman efshar. Efshar litzarif, or even efshar lahotzi, es chaveiro, but pas v'yayin, the bracha tzricha lachol ala chefza. That's why, according to one opinion, according to Rav Huna, shahakol doesn't pater pas v'yayin, because shahakol is not referring to this chefza. We don't agree with it, but we still admit that lechatchila, if you said shahakol and pas and yayin, you'd be missing the or some aspect of the hetzer. I don't know. You say you couldn't tend the hetzer, just using the wrong words. But tricha lachol al hachetzer ve'ein seiruf bein pas zo upas acher el imkain. There's a kvius
of a chabura, and likewise there's no tzeirah between this yayin and that yayin, less the kfiyas of a chabura, because it needs to be chal lechefza. And what is rice for chal lechefza is, besides the Mishnah, is the kovei bracha la'atzmo, and the day of the chakal doesn't work. Therefore, it's if I'm being that and you're being that, it's like I'm shaking a little of your shaking a little of. It's like I'm saying Pippers Ilonos, you're saying Pippers Ilonos. Fine, I can be motzi you. But I can be motzi you, because I don't have to be chal on this chefza. If I have to be chal on the chefza, then my motzi is chal on my pas. What makes my motzi chal on your pas? To do that, we need to be a chabura and have a joint chefza of a meal. That's the way the Rav explains the Rambam. Just to summarize, then whoever wants to argue with me and tell me I'm 100% wrong can. But we have three svaras here for the Rambam. Says the Mishnah Brura, very, very practical, sociological svara. The more pas and wine are so chashuv that if you eat them without haseiba, you're being abnormal and showing that you're not taking them seriously, and that's a lack of tfiyas. Other foods are not so chashuv. If you eat them without a saber, you're just being normal, and you haven't shown that you are not really trying to eat. There, Ben Aram says, something so chashuv, you need to give Hashem extra praises. And therefore, if there are four people, for potato chips is enough to praise Hashem once. But for pats and yayin, you should praise Hashem four times. Okay, maybe he wants to say he really means what the Rav says, Pilandus, but, you know, he didn't quite say it. It doesn't sound that way from the tenor of his words. Then you have to ask, why have Seva? Don't you need four brachas for pas today? Well, then maybe you're so united that it would be a brach shein etzricha. As opposed to the Rav, there is a lumdish distinction. There's the sort of hanas hagavra versus the chefza, which, remember, we said once about chahakla versus other brachos. But the Rav is saying here for the Rambam, about passing yayin versus other brachos, all the other brachos are just on the hanah. And therefore, hanah is the same as Birkas HaRe'iyah, it's the same as Birkas HaMitzvah, it's just something I have to do, and therefore, as long as we're all doing it at the same time, that's good enough. However, passing yayin are the chefza, that's why I make a bracha on wine even during the meal. The hanah of wine is just part of the meal, but the chefza of wine is a yuchefza, that's why there's a day that you're not yotze, you've been yavet shahakal and passing yayin, because you didn't relate to the chefza. And that's why in the Mishnah they are so singled out and treated so specially. And therefore, we need a seraph of the chefzas in order for you to also pass in yayin. To do that, we need to be a habura of a joint meal. And therefore, we need we need a seraph.
The Rav deals with both sides of the issue. The issue of pass in yayin and the issue of shah. Most of the essay deals with the structure that's needed for the issue of pasiyayin, the idea of a chabura, what happens when there's a chabura, you don't work on the basis of shomei hakohen, but you work on the different basis. That goes very well. But then in the last page, it comes to the other side, and that is, why are we also, why can one be motzi another by shar dvarim by peros without his hand? There the argument is much weaker. There's no structure involved. The only thing that he says is you have this example of Mugmer, and Mugmer...
But he has to explain the Rambam. But he has to explain the Rambam.
I understand, but the argument is not so convincing.
It's not so convincing unless you have to explain the Rambam. And I think it's... Okay, unless you take a different approach. Okay, let's just briefly summarize... Let me just briefly summarize Halakha Maaseh before we go on in the Gemara. How do we paskin like the Rambam or like the... Ravid, and how about all the machlokos? We had a whole bunch of machlokos earlier. How do we paskin? We paskin, says the Mechaber, like the Rambam, not surprisingly, right? Interestingly, by the way, I don't know if I... The Rambam, the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam. Interestingly, what does the Mechaber say? Even though you don't need kvius by other foods, you don't need hetzei, but you still need yeshiva. You still can't be standing up. You have to be sitting down, which, you know, perhaps works well for the Mishnah Brura. Well, you have to at least sit down, or else it's a reis. If you're eating while you're walking, that's not a normal way to eat. And the Ramah says, V'yesh omer, and the Chod Ramah Chos Pazim Lahani Yaseba. And the Ramah says, like the Ravid. So... no one paskins like the most Rishon. I know most Rishon like the many Rishonim. The first opinion, it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Mechaber and the Ramah. Just to sort of put the psak here, This is the Mechaber. And this is the Ramah. So I guess Sfaradim would say no problem being Motzi. Anyone else? But Ashkenazim would say, as the Ramah says, that everyone should, you should not be Motzi your friend in Peros. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, for at least for Ashkenazim, and that's the minute. At bread meal, sometimes someone says I'm motzi for everyone else, but otherwise usually people don't. Even wine, which is clear that Heseba works for wine, even according to the Ravid, the Mishnah deals with that maybe nowadays it's not our minhag to be kovei ourselves to drink wine. We should treat wine like peros. Again, from a practical perspective, the Ravid's a practical perspective. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, Ashkenazim should only be motzi with hamotzi, not with anything else. Give me a second. What about when it comes to bracha achrona? What about when it comes to bracha bracha achrona? So he says here that in bracha achrona, ein zimun l'peiros, not like the riyaz, that you can't be motzi someone else in bracha achrona either for that benching, because ein zimun l'peiros. So halacha lemaisa, we are only motzi people in hamotzi with haseba, and in birkas hamazon, not. Not bracha rishona for shar peiros because we're machmir like the Ravid. Not bracha achrona for peiros because we are not bracha achrona for peiros because of ein zimun l'peiros. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz. So how come you always see people doing this anyway? At every kiddush, someone says alamichya for everyone. So he says, that's because we hold, like the Rokach, Mishnah Berurah, etc. We hold that b'di'eved, you can be motzi anyone and anything. This is only l'chachila what's proper to do. But b'di'eved, you can still be motzi people. And therefore he says, if otherwise they wouldn't say a bracha, then that's called b'di'eved, and you can, And you can be motzi them. So just correct, but still, since ein zima the pair seems to be on zima, there's no zima. So how about shar devarim? The mechaber is like the Rambam. The Ramah is like bracha rishona. Is like the Ravid, and how about Hamotzi Bishnayim, right? Remember the Chodrashi and Tosos, Shnayim Mitzvah Chalik or not? So here's like Tosos, the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Tzad Gimel is like Tosos, meaning for Bracha Rishona, you can Yochol. Lehotzi chaveiro rak birkas hamotzi, because we're like the Ravid, v'rak beheseba v'chedome, only in heseba equivalent, because obviously you need heseba, v'afilu b'shnayim, even if you have three people, we assume that there's no din of shnayim b'tzol chalik by bracha rishona. How about when it comes to bracha achrona? Then we say, this is the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah agrees, that ein zima l'peiros delo kiriyaz, meaning yachol motzi chaveiro rak birkas hamazon al yedei zimon, because otherwise it's just shnayim mitzvot chalik. How can we violate this sometimes? We violate this as the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Taz, because if otherwise they're not going to say a bracha at all, then since b'di'eved is all the chachilah, since we pass b'di'eved your yotzei, b'di'eved your yotzei, then it's better than nothing. But halacha l'maaseh, this is important. If you're at a kiddush and one guy says bracha achrona for everyone, that's only for people who otherwise wouldn't say the bracha achrona. If you know how to say bracha achrona of your own, then you should say it on your own. You shouldn't be yotzei with him.
The remark of the Shulchan Aruch near Yeshiva Me'avoy is very puzzling.
The what?
Yeshiva Me'avoy.
Mm-hmm.
It's because none of your children say anything about that.
Right, so he learns it from, or maybe from Daita Lamechar. That's what some of their opponents say. That since in that Brisa, when they were about to leave, when they were going to leave the room any second, then even if you don't need Haseba, that's still a Gamanir Kvias. So standing is also a Gamanir Kvias. But it is interesting. And again, that works much better for the sort of Mishnah Brura, that it's all about acting normally. It's normal to Haseba for bread, and it's normal to sit and not stand for potato chips. For the Rav, it's not so pasha why you would even need yeshiva. It's just regular motzi chavero.
So maybe you get it from Bar Kavod.
Maybe, because I'm a yasvi. But again, that's just like the introduction of the story. I don't know if you want to deal.
Even a yasvi should make his brachas about even sitting, not even to make kavias for another person.
There is an inyan to even bracha rishona sitting.
Those guys had that with the yain for Abdullah.
No, that was emailed to someone else. Talking about a yachid. I'm not sure. We definitely say that for bracha achrona, for sure. Benching bracha achmein shalosh, for shahakol. If I have a cup of water, should I lechakila sit as opposed to stand? If I'm saying shahakol for myself, not sure. Okay. Okay, I think we're ready to move on. Let's go. Says the next Gemara. Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Who's our photographer? We need a substitute photographer today. Yeah. No, it's good. I'll get a nice view. Okay, says the Gemara Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Remember what the Mishnah said. If Yain comes during the Mazon, they all have to say bracha separately. If Yain comes after the Mazon, one guy makes the bracha for everyone. Why is that? It's definitely not because of anything to do with Kvios. During the Mazon, they're very kavua, but yet they each have to separate brachas. Why? So Shalos ben Zoma. They also didn't know that. They asked Ben Zoma. Five word answer. Because your throat, maybe we could say your mouth, maybe there's a reason they said throat, because your mouth is full. During the mazon, your mouth is full, so everyone has to say their own bracha. After the mazon, your mouth is empty, so one guy can say bracha for everyone. What exactly do they mean by this? So what? Meaning it is true that during the meal you have food in your mouth, and after the meal, obviously you don't have food in your mouth. But how is that relevant? So, how many pshatim do we have here?
Four.
At least. I once had four. I thought I had five now. But let's just say, what does this mean? Ho'el v'ein beis hablia panoi. What does that mean? What is Rashi saying? Rashi is a bit of a sheet that's yachin here, but what does Rashi say? What? Exactly. You're not going to focus on listening to the bracha. After all, if I'm going to be yotzei someone's bracha, I have to focus on listening and intending to be yotzei. You're distracted. It's not really about the beis hapliya. It's more about the head, right? It's more about your mind. Because you have food in your mouth, your mind is not going to focus. Okay, that's Rashi. And everyone argues on him and says, the reason all the Rishon reject him is the Metzias. Meaning, if his Metzias is right, his Svar is good, they say, why can't I focus on listening to something while I'm eating? You know, I don't know. Anyone ever tried listening to a shear while you're eating? Okay, unclear who's right. Yesh Lion, but a bracha is a lot shorter than a shear. So as Rashi says, v'ein levam sum el varich elo levloa. Says Rashi, distracted, and they don't listen to the bracha properly. Okay. Yes. Okay. Someone give me another pshat. Anyone? Sakana.
Where does that kana come from? I meant textually. At what text does it come from? The Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is pretty explicit. Says the Yerushalmi. They say they should aim basically upon it. But then he continues and says, Amra Rabbana Hada Amra, I can extrapolate from this. Ahanda Atish go make law. So yes, when someone sneezes in the middle of a meal, you shouldn't say Gizon tight, or in those days they say yas. Begins a kata denafsha because of sakana. And what's a sakana? If you talk while you are eating, Shema Yaktum Kana Lepeshet, you could choke, and that's why the base of Bliya is not punny. Right? Because the base of Bliya is where you choke. So says the Yerushalmi, the Rambam is very explicit about this in the Mishnah Torah. And I think Rov Rishonim go with the Yerushalmi here. Rov Rishonim definitely go with the Yerushalmi here. Should we make a list of who they are? I mean, the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Meiri. I already mentioned the Rambam. Most Rishonim go with, I don't remember who's on the sheet. Rabbeinu Yonah's on the sheet, the Ra, the Ritva's on the sheet, the Rush is on the sheet.
Okay, we could make a list. Rush, Rabbeinu Yonah, right, says Rabbeinu Yonah, oh, I have all the other shots in, but what do you need then? The Yerushalmi is the best shot. The Ra, the Ritva, again, this is one of these Ritvas, which is in the side of Rav Kook, which is not the other additions. But it doesn't matter. It's a Chazaki who always says the same thing. It's 90% of our Masechta says the same thing as the Ra, whoever he is. Yeah?
I thought she does like problematic because, answering on Megan is not Ma'akir, Shomer Kohanim.
It's not ma'ah, so the Rishonim deal with that. They say, oh, you could be able to do that answering Amen. Yes, but, I mean, state shoes, whatever, number one. Why would you want the Chachilah to arrange this? And number two, no, even if the guy says I won't say Amen, but still, that depends what you say about Mugmar. Okay, let's leave it like that. They're right, they might automatically say Amen. Oh, sorry, why did I put the Ron the Ritva there? Yes.
Maybe
sorry.
I agree with that.
The okay, fine. Anyone want to have tell me another pshat? The Ra and the Ritva. The Ra and Ritva are the most lumdish pshat, no? They're the most lumdish pshat. Says the Ra. Sorry, they quote the Yerushalmi, but they say no, they're the most lumdish pshat. What's their pshat? That whole thing based on Leopoldo, and therefore what? You can't drink while there's food in your mouth. And since I can't drink, I can't be Yotze HaGofen. I can only be Yotze HaGofen if it's possible for me to drink. Because then if I'm shy at the drinking, I can be Yotze HaGofen. Meaning I need a tzir from that gofen in my drinking. So if I say HaGofen and I drink 10 seconds later, that's okay. You know, not everything can be within 1 microsecond. But if I say I got in when I'm unable to drink, then I make myself able to drink, then the Hagafen can't really be chal in that drinking, because at the time that Hagafen, I was mufka from drinking and I was unable to drink. So he says, you're not Yotze, because everyone's not Yotze, they were unable to drink Bishas Bracha, and this is a Lumdish Chiddush, that if you make a bracha when you can't do the thing, then you're not Yotze. Maybe they'd say this about old brachos. Maybe they'd say this about brachos that are not percent in, that are not percent in as well. Right? What if, you have to come up with a weird scenario. I make a bracha on a mitzvah when I can't do the mitzvah. And then I become able to do the mitzvah 2 seconds later. Maybe I'm not Yotze. I just can't think of a great example offhand.
Isn't that the only Malchus every time and the other Rishonim in Sukkah at the Ofi of Shomer Kaona as if I have to be like I'm doing the mitzvah?
So I was tempted to say that. Joseph elsewhere didn't find the Rishonim here, which is that Shomer Kaona, there's a word for like this in Sukkah, but again, that's not what he says. He says same trait. I think what Joseph's trying to say is that Shomer Kaona means it's as if I said it. Now, but if I can't talk, then you can't. Then you what? That's one side. Then you can't say it's if I said it. It's a great svara, but none of the Rishonim here say that is not what they're saying. Because they don't say since I have food in my mouth I can't talk. They say since I have food in my mouth I can't drink. So they're saying something different than you. I like your svara. I just didn't put on the Makoroshi because no one said it except for you.
Rebbe, so put him on the is the Metzias 100%?
I wonder if Metzias 100%.
Push the food down. Here's
my question. Do the other Rishonim not agree with Ron the Ritva in Lomdus? They say you can be Yotzi or Bracha even if it's impossible for you to do the thing the Bracha is going on? Or do they disagree with them in Metzias and say, I can drink while I eat? I'm not sure because they don't respond. Anyone want to give me another shot?
Because
Who says that?
The Yerushalmi at the beginning and the Rehillazim.
The Yerushalmi at the beginning?
I confused the two.
The Rehillazim, who's brought in Rabbeinu Yonah, right? It says Yesh Mefarshim, right? The Yesh Mefarshim in Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rehillazim, they say because you can't say, not that you can't say Amen. I can put food in my mouth and say Amen. But I can't say Amen, but that's not Lechatchila, because you malapiti lasech. You can't say Amen properly, and therefore, I know you'd be Yotze. You'd be Yotze without saying Amen. You'd be Yotze saying Amen improperly. But it's not Lechatchila, because there's a din, you malapiti lasech. What's in the malapiti lasech? Well, you know, clearly, we looked once at the sheet of you already put food in your mouth, and, you know, b'dievet, you could say a bracha with food in your mouth. But l'chadchila, you're not allowed to say a bracha with anything in your mouth, not food, not anything else, because you malapiti lasech, or your whole mouth should be full of tilas Hashem and not of something else. I mean, this is also very practical, meaning you don't say things very well. You don't say things very mechobedik when you have food in your mouth. Okay, therefore, since you can't say amen properly, they said everyone should say their own bracha when they don't have food in their mouth, and then they can make your mouth to lasecha. There's one last shita, which I know why people said four, because number five is a little funny. The Sefer Ma'oros, he's one of the Chachmei Provence before the Me'iri, and he's the Me'ili, not to be confused with the Me'iri. They all had, right, cool names, and cool names to their book. Sefer Ma'oros, right? But it's not the Meir. It's a Meir of Shimon. And he quotes the next part of Yerushalmi. What does the next part of Yerushalmi say? Which I also have here. What's it between Mugmar and Yayin? Everyone's going to have to deal with this Yerushalmi. Mugmar, they all smell. Yayin, one tastes. Okay, what does that mean? That's one Gersa, the different Gersa, you know, but all the Gersas are more or less the same. What is that Yerushalmi coming to say? Now, what I would have for sure said is, that Yerushalmi is not telling us what Ein Beis Ab, what's the reason for Kolech Avechem Varech Le'atzmo. Because that was the previous line of Yerushalmi that says, because Ein Beis Ab Le'aponim. That must be telling us something else, which is what everyone except the Sefer Ma'oros says. Sefer Ma'oros says, Yerushalmi boy may ben mugmer liyayin, shiyayin Kolech Avechem Varech Le'atzmo, so to mugmer Echem Varech Le'kulan. He's assuming that mugmer is during the Suda. We saw that's Machlokes Rishonim during Seder. This is the Rishami's question. Mugmer is during the Suda, Yayin is during the Suda. Why in Yayin do they say separate brachas and Mugmer they say one bracha? And he says the answer is Kasam Kulam Nen and Kachad Ramchad Shasi Lanafshe. That's the more common Gersa in the Rishami than the one that was on the Bari line that was printed here. Most of you showed this Gersa. In Mugmer they all get Hanala at the same together, but in Yayin they each drink individually. What does that mean? This is his shot, what it means. L'fizei Yerushalmi mashma. D'may damrin l'fishe ein b'yisubi l'yipono y'lav misham amin hu. He changes his mind. And now it's a little funny. Doesn't that contradict the previous line, Yerushalmi? It sounds like he understands Yerushalmi's meaning chozerbo. At first, Yerushalmi thought it was because of sakana. But now they change their mind and say, it's not because of amin. It's not because of amin. It can't be because of sakana, right? Sakana is only for saying amin. Right? The Yerushalmi is changing their mind. Very radical. I mean, if you want to ignore the Yerushalmi, ignore the Yerushalmi. Rashi maybe didn't have the Yerushalmi, so he ignored it. Right? The Rilunil and the Yesh Varshim in Runiyot ignored the Yerushalmi. Says Yimal Piti Lasecha, not Sakana. But he says, no, the Yerushalmi and Sakana, but then changed their mind. Why? Don't say it's because of Amin. Dim came of Mugmar, Nami name Hachi. Mugmar. It's also when you say Amen, you can have Sakana, right? Meaning, if I have food in my mouth, they bring the Mugmar, and I have to say Amen, I can have Sakana. Rather, in Mugmar, I should also, everyone should say on the Bracha on their own when they when they swallow their food. He says very, very practical. They're not all drinking at the same time. Meaning, if I want to be yotzi with your hagafen, if I want to be yotzi with your hagafen, then I should drink right away. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I understand. I should I should be yotzi with your bracha and then do something else before I drink. No, they're not all drinking at the same time. Since they're not all drinking at the same time, as a matter of fact, the poskim say, this is a machlokes achronim, but the achronim write that if I want to be yotzi with your armotzi, I should eat bread as soon as possible. That's the normal minhag olam. I'm not saying everyone agrees, but that's a psak halacha. Says, hold on a second. Since I have food in my mouth, I'm not going to drink till later. I have food in my mouth, and they brought wine, and you said agafen, but I'm busy eating, and I want to drink later because I want to eat now. Therefore, I shouldn't be yotzei with your agafen because I'm not drinking yet. Very, very practical reason. When it comes to mugmar, we're all smelling at the same time. So I should be, even if I have food in my mouth, I should be yotzei with your bracha on mugmar because I'm ready to smell because I can smell and eat simultaneously. But since I can't drink and eat simultaneously, again, similar to the ra'ah and the rich, but next I can't. He just says the Me'ili, and he has a big chiddush. The chiddush is that the Yerushalmi retracted. That's a big chiddush. He says because Eina kol shosen ke'echad, we're not all drinking at the same time, and if I'm not ready to drink, then I can't be yotzei with your bracha, because they're not all drinking now. Everyone drinks when it's convenient for them, and therefore, and l'chor, everyone would say it's a low plug. What if there's 10 people at the party and 3 of them have the cup in their hand and they're ready to drink the exact same time as one of them? Why can't the 4 of them be yotzing out the other 6? They made a little plug that kol echad v'racha atzmo, because otherwise you're going to end up messing up. There'll be one guy who says, I don't want to drink till later, and then he'll think he was yotzing with this guy, and really it was a tremendous hefsek and he wasn't yotzing. Okay, those are the 5 shots. And again, it's but everyone's going to have to deal with this Yerushalmi, so let us then deal with this Yerushalmi. So, the taka, the mugmar, is a good question, right? What's he saying? He's saying, I'm trying to explain why mugmar is different. Why can I can't be yotzei with your agafen during the meal, either because I'm distracted and I won't listen, or because I can't say amen properly, or because I might choke when I say amen, or because I can't be yotzei a bracha if I'm not ready to drink, or because, again, maybe I should have called it 4, just chronologically, I'm not drinking yet, not conceptually, but chronologically, very similar. So why is mugmar different? So, let's say it better, which is basically the Rishami's question. Lama echad mivarech lekulam al hamodmar. And that's exactly what the Ra'ah and the Ritva and the Sefer Ma'oros are based on. They're all based on this line in the Yerushalmi. They say, this is the question of the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi said, this is the question of the Yerushalmi, and again, it's a little funny. That also doesn't match the Sakana thing. The question of the Yerushalmi, maybe they also think the... And the answer is that you can smell while you eat. Since you can smell while you eat, Therefore, you could be yotze, even while I'm eating, I could be yotze with your bore atze besamim, because I am roi to smell. And that's exactly what Eli says. He says, this is the question of the Yerushalmi. And the answer is that everyone smells immediately, unlike the wine, where everyone decides when they're ready to drink their cup of wine, when it's a good time for them. You know, you don't decide when you're ready to smell, right? If you're sitting there and they bring out the mugmar, you smell it. Mizel. And that reads very, very nicely into the Yerushalmi. Ah, says Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, but what if it's because of sakana? If it's because of sakana, then how does that read into the Yerushalmi? If it's because of sakana, how does that read into the Yerushalmi? What's the sakana? The sakana is saying amen with food in my mouth. I can't be yotze with your agafen, because then I'd say amen with food in my mouth, and I might choke, chas v'shalom. So why can't I be yotze with your boreatze v'samim? I might say amen with food in my mouth, and I might choke. So what's the difference? In both cases, there's, and you can have the same question for the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rilu Nil. If I can't say Amen properly because you Yimalei Piti Lasecha, then if there's Mugmar, I also can't say Amen properly because you Yimalei Piti Lasecha.
So for the Rambam and the Rashi, there's no problem at all, because then Mugmar always comes after Birkas Hamazon.
Ah, okay, great. So, excuse me. So, the, let's at least take the, Rashi. It says, for Rashi, this is a killer question. If I'm distracted, I won't listen to the Birkas Hayayin. I'm also distracted, I won't listen to the Birkas Hamugvar. So, why is this not a problem for Rashi? Because Rashi holds. Because Rashi, Lishitase, De Hamugmar Ba Achar Hasuda. Okay, there's a machlokes. There's a date in the Rishonim whether he thinks before benching after benching, but it's definitely after the food. And if it's after the Suda, then it's no problem. If it's after the Suda, then there's no problem. The Mugmar comes after the Suda, Eina Chanami. During the Suda, Kalecha Ve'achav Mevarech La'atzmo, right? Aval Tocha Suda, Kalecha Ve'echad. Rashi doesn't say this explicitly, but obviously, because the problem applies equally to Mugmar. It's just the Mugmar and the Mishnah comes after the Suda. The Rambam would also work. Right? If I... Yeah. Okay. I should switch the order. It's much, much easier to do this, but what can you do? The Rambam also Nicha Lishitase. Kanal. The Rambam also says the Mugmar and the Mishnah is after. And if Hanami, the Rambam would admit if they were Mugmar during the meal, everyone should stay separately so you won't come to Sakana when the guy says Amen Chas V'Shalom. But since the Mugmar and the Mishnah is after the meal, then it's no problem. Basically, the Mugmar is like Yayin Shachasuda, Echon Varch L'Kula. However, Benu Yonah, he says no, the Mugmar is during the meal. If the Mugmar is during the meal, then we're stuck. So he says, no, this is taka the question of the Yerushalmi. It's the question of the Yerushalmi. That's the question of the Yerushalmi. The question of the Yerushalmi is, how come if the Mugmar is during the meal? How come if the Mugmar is during the meal, we don't worry about Sakana? But when there's Yayin during the meal, we do worry about Sakana. And what's the Yerushalmi's answer according to him? Shami's, what's the answer? The answer is that there's a problem. The problem is if you say amen, you might choke. But there are two different solutions to the problem, one by Mugmar and one by Yayin. What does he mean? Remember, the answer has to do with something about the fact that they all smell at the same time. The answer is that ideally,
You should wait to say the bracha. The bracha until your mouth is empty. Like we do for Yayin, right? Wait till your mouth is empty and say the bracha. Why can't we just wait till your mouth is empty for the mugmar? They all smell. You can't choose when to smell. You smell it immediately. And therefore, if you waited till your mouth was empty to say the bracha, what problem would you have? You never know what was up with the bracha. But smell is immediate and involuntary. Smell is immediate and involuntary, so they can't have the solution called Echav Yarchav Baruch Ba'atzmo. So bid the Eved, what solution do they say to avoid Sakana? So there's no choice but Echad Mivarech Lekulam Ve Lo Yanu Amen. Even though you're always supposed to say Amen, they made a takana when the mugmar comes during the Suda not to say Amen. That's not an ideal at all. Ideally, you should do what you do with wine, which is wait till your mouth is empty and say a bracha yourself. But that won't help, because then you'll be netted and almost have a low bracha, because you're smelling it meanwhile. Therefore, the lesser of two evils, as it were, or the lesser of three evils. You could say the bracha later, then you'll be netted with a bracha. You could say the yotze with one guy and say amen, but then you might choke. So the lesser of three evils, or the least of three evils, is to just be yotze with the other guy and not say amen. They didn't want to say that for wine, because why forgo amen? But they had no choice, because to not be nanama olam bilo bracha. That is the Rinyona.
Wouldn't it be, though, that if you're smelling something and you're really not enjoying it at that moment, it doesn't count? I mean, you're not enjoying it because you're saying, look.
And what he's saying, just have kavana that you don't want to enjoy the smell until you're ready to say a bracha.
Because obviously, you're a firm person. You want to say a bracha. So if you can't say a bracha, then it's not relevant for me.
It is an interesting question. There's a whole debate. There's a Ramah about if I force feed you, do you say a bracha or not? Maybe when I'm force feeding you, that's not considered bracha worthy. But here, it's too artificial. I really am enjoying the smell. It's not practical. Okay, and here I would say, same as two. I'm not going to start filling this in. Meaning, either say the mugmar came afterwards, and that's why there's no polymel pitula secha, or say that, no, taki have to say a main menagimali pitula secha, because better than anima almost at fairly bracha. Okay, let's say similar, at least. Okay, now let's just fill in one last ha'ara before we move on. One last ha'ara. What we've seen now is that, in other words, and I know here I am really spoiler alert. I am bringing down a machlokes rishonim, which is after the two dots in the next paragraph of Gemara. But if here we have the mugmar, we now have a machlokes rishonim. When did the mugmar come? Toch hasuda or achar hasuda? That is a big machlokes rishonim. That's number three on the makorashi. Who says it came? Toch hasuda, the geonim, quoted by the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Balamor, the Ravid said, you know, could very well be. The Ron Ritva said, could very well be. Who do we say? The Rabbeinu Yonah, the Shem Geonim, and he himself agreed. Who else did he put here? The Ravid? The Balamor? He didn't, but in this respect, he agreed. There were other things he didn't. I mean, he never liked the Balamor. What do you want me to do?
In this context.
No, this wasn't his particular problem.
with the Balamor, as opposed to who says it was afterwards? Rashi. L'chora Tosos. L'chora Tosos. That's Pshat in Tosos. Tosos in the Mishnah says, Eim v'yizah mugra el achersudu kvar birchu birchus hamazon. So that's Tosos. The Rashba says that. He might have been brackets, but whatever. And the Rambam. The Rambam is very clear why, because the Rambam is just yachid, that you know, makes the Rambam one more, the guy who benched. So obviously it's after the Suda. Let me see Davka Achra Suda. Why? Because some of these Rishonim say it could be Toch or it could be after. Okay, it's also a question of before after benching. We'll come back to that. Now, how does that deal with comparison to Yayin? And here I'm just summarizing what was over there. If you say it's after a Suda, then there's no question. There's no cushion. Right? It is consistent. Yayin umogmar achar hasuda echad mevarech lekulam, as opposed to many Rishonim says no, there's an inconsistency. Yayin toch hasuda kol echad mevarech laatzmo mugmar toch hasuda echad mevarech lekulam. There's an inconsistency. And if there is an inconsistency, then how do we resolve that inconsistency? So they say, what do you mean? Don't blame me, there's an inconsistency. Adrav, it's good for there to be an inconsistency, because the Rishonim said there's an inconsistency, gave an answer. We want there to be an inconsistency. So what is the Rishonim talking about? The question was, or rather, this was the question of the Rishonim. This was their question. And the answer is that Mugmar is different. The answer is either that, let's say in order, two, Asher Lehanos B'li Bracha V'lachein Muchrachim Lotzeis miyad velolano something, or three, efshar leharriach toch kedei achila velachein yachol lotzeis al yedei acher, or number four, aser Lehanos, Ali Bracha, Filachain Muchrachim, Lanos Amen, M. Ochel Befeb, which is not your Nalpi Tila Secha, or number five, Meiriach miyad achar habracha, and therefore you don't have to worry. It's not like wine; they might not be ready to drink yet. He might not want to drink yet. Okay. The one thing I have to fill in is, hold on a second. Let's say you hold the mugmar comes after the suda. The mugmar comes after the suda. There's no inconsistency. Toch suda, there's no difference between wine and mugmar. Echemver. Achar suda is no different to wine mugmar. Echem baruch lekulam. So what's the Yerushalmi's question? The question of the Yerushalmi.
The mugmar comes in and you smell it, and we say you can't wait.
Whoa! That's the next gemara after this mekor sheet. That when does that one guy make a bracha on the mugmar? I don't know if anyone went ahead in the gemara. Mishatala to Russo before you smell it. No, you make a bracha on mugmar before you smell it. Why? You see the smoke going up, and you know you're about to smell it, and you say the bracha then. They had it all worked out.
But you're not worried. What? You're in the middle of eating.
No, one guy brought the mugmar, so there's always one guy. There's only one guy who you appoint to say the bracha who stops doing everything
else. No, but he said it's a kol chadavarik latzmut.
You mean on the mugmar? Ah, according to them, and the mugmar during the Suda, why would everyone varch latzmo?
He can't. The smell came in and he's still eating. What do you mean, varch?
You mean, what about the Yonah's problem? Also, the Hanan's going to own a below bracha? It's an interesting question. I mean, how can anyone disagree with the Rina Yonah? Shouldn't be also Hanan's going to own a below bracha? Okay, maybe. Like what would Rashi say? Example, if I'm reading Rashi properly, and all the Achronim read Rashi and the Rambam and everyone else this way, maybe they say what you say, that until I have intention. Or maybe they'd say that, no, when it comes to smell, it doesn't have to be the first second. But that might depend. You will see. Is it true that Aslo Adam Mohammed and Olam Zebul Abracha by smell? You never said that about smells. Right? So we'll come back to that. That's going to be an important lumbus, but for next time. Okay, the question must be something else. Has any Rishon ever suggested what that something else question that Yerushalmi might be? Has any Rishon felt this kasha? Oh, preferably one of the Rishonim on the list of who thinks the Mugmar comes after the Suda. If the Mugmar is after the Suda, what's the Rishonim's kasha? Of course, after the Suda, after the Baruch Kulam. That's not an inconsistency. That's not Mabin Yayin, Mabin Mugmar. So shouldn't one, at least one of the Rishonim on this list have said, I'll give you a totally different shot in the Rishonim, that the Rishonim must be asking a completely different question, having nothing to do with what we're talking about on this board, and giving a completely different answer. Anyone?
Tosfos.
Tosfos where? Membeis of Menalem. Tosfos is a different shot. Why does Tosfos have a different shot in the Yerushalmi? He has to have a different shot in the Yerushalmi. Meaning, why did Rashi not tell us a different shot in the Yerushalmi? Because Rashi didn't deal with the Yerushalmi. Rashi probably didn't have a Yerushalmi. But Tosfos seems to have had a Yerushalmi. So Tosfos says, I got to give you a different shot in the Yerushalmi. And Tosfos says the cast for something totally different. Now, a lot of Achronim say this Tosfos is Nachuk. I don't know. It's the kash must be something else. And this is Tosfos Lishitase. The kasha is not about Echem Varech L'Kulam. It was about a different part of the Mishnah. It was about Heseva. It says, Hu Omer al Mugmar. One guy would say on the Mugmar. Now, here's the slightly different part of Tosfos. It doesn't say you need Heseva. How come it says in the beginning of the Mishnah that he say Hayosu Lachmoch Lasso Hesebach Kulan, but by Mugmar it doesn't say Hesebu? This is the Kasha. Lama Yayin Boi Haseba Mugmar Lo Boi Haseba. That was their Kasha. Why does one need a Seba and Mugmar doesn't need a Seba? Nothing to do with Tochasuda and basically a Panoi. It's not about why Yayin Tocha Suda, everyone makes their own bracha, but Mugmar Tocha. No! The kasha is, why doesn't Mugmar need Haseba? Now, of course, you could have answered, maybe Mugmar does need Haseba. But the way the Rishonim Tosfos and the Mishnah said, no, since it's a Haseba by the food and doesn't say Haseba by the Mugmar, Mugmar doesn't need Haseba. So why does Mugmar not need Haseba? What's the answer? The answer is that, what's the difference between my eating and your eating, my drinking and your drinking, versus my smelling and your smelling?
Everyone smells the same and everyone drinks individually.
We all eat and drink individually, but we smell collectively. The smell hits us all at once. The same smell hits us all at once. As opposed to eating and drinking, we each have to put the food in our mouth on our own. And therefore, there's natural savor by the smell because we're all smelling simultaneously. Together in one fell swoop. There's no natural tzeirah by eating, so we each have to eat that individually, and therefore you need a tzeirah to create the tzeirah. Answer is, there is natural tzeirah by reach because you all smell
simultaneously, not just simultaneously, but we all smell sort of automatically. Right? We don't have to, I don't have to decide to smell, and you don't have to decide to smell. We don't each have to smell. We automatically smell together as opposed to eating and drinking, where we each have to eat and drink on our own. And I think that even if we happen to put the bread in our mouth or the potato chip in our mouth at the same time, you know, fundamentally there's nothing that makes it united. We all smell simultaneously. That is Tosos. And this is Tosos Lashitase in Modmar.
You have to give a different Torah for those Rishonim who hold, like the Shnakamas. Maybe Rea.
No, because if once you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, then Yain needs a Seva.
But the Mugma might not need a Seva altogether.
And that's exactly what Tosos is saying. Mugma doesn't need a Seva altogether. Okay, so the Yerushalmi wouldn't hold that. Okay, you could just say the Yerushalmi doesn't hold that way.
I understand,
but he might not be basic. I understand. Yeah. You'd have to say that's a different shita. I just want to mention briefly before we go on this Tosos de Masalhova in Beitza Bliaponoi. Tosos has three machlokos. First machlokos is, how do you say Savri Moranan, Rabbanim Rabosai? He says Savri Mori. What does Savri mean? Pay attention. If I say Savri, does that change things? Because what's the problem? I can't say Hagafen, Toch Kasuda for everyone because your mouth is full for one of these problems. But I say Safri, everyone stop, swallow what's in your mouth, take a second to lit da pace. How do you say that in English?
Lit da pace.
I know the literal translation of the word into English. And then the base of Leah's punim.
Get your wits together.
So how about does Savri help? So Misvara, you'd think it should. Misvara, you'd think it should, which is the first day in Tosos, but then he quotes from Rabbeinu Elchanan, who says, no, it's Takana, Takana's a little plug. Even if you have a solution, the Takana still applies. Okay, in the rush, he hints a little, although this Mishnah Berurah does not pick up on this, then it might depend on what the reason is. If the reason is, Stam, you're not paying attention, or you're not saying Amen properly, I would add to the rush, then once you solve the problem, solve the problem. If the reason is Sakana, don't start solving the problem. Just make a little plug and don't get into it in the first place. The rush implies that this might depend on the reason. If the Chomer reason, then we're going to make a little plug. If it's not such a Chomer problem, then maybe we won't make a little plug. Again, the poskim don't necessarily pick up on this. Lemaisa, it's two deos. This is a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf, Ayin Dalid. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah does understand. The Mechaber did not bring a heter of Savri Rabbanan, and the Ramah did bring a heter. V'chein Nogin says, there are many that you say Savri, then it is that if you say Savri, then it becomes mutter. And the Ramah brings another interesting minhag. Anyone ever hear someone say Savri Rabbanan Rabbanan Rabosai before a bracha on wine? This is meant to be an easy question.
I mean, yeah. It's
in Kiddush. Is Kiddush Tochasudu when your base up Leah's full?
No.
So why do we say Savri? The only mucker of Savri in Shas is to swallow your food and free your mouth.
Maybe to have in mind to be Yotze.
Interesting, but that's not what the Ramah says. Says the Ramah, V'chein kol mokom shem v'rachin al yayin. We say Savri every time we're motzi people in a bracha on wine. Mishum because I have a socha suda. Atu because I'm the suda. Since we have to say Savri if it's in the middle of the meal, we also say Savri if it's before the meal, and that's where Savri on Kiddush came from. Savri and Kiddush came from sort of a gzera atu, a low plug, a minug,
because you have to say Sabri during the meal, because the Ramah holds like the first day and tells that Sabri helps, therefore you should say Sabri all the time. Okay, and all the time, he says, doesn't really mean all the time, he says, in the chup and the bris, you don't say Sabri. I mean, maybe that's because nowadays not everyone drinks it, but even some people do, because, you know, it's only when you, I guess, haven't been officially appointed yet. But in any case, that's where Sabri of Kiddush comes from. It's sort of an extension, minhag, of Sabri during the meal, which is because the Ramah passed like the first day. Then Tos brings another machlokas. Second machlokas in Tosos is, how about a tova metiv? What's a tova metiv? If you bring a new, second wine to the table, but only if there are two people, because just like by good news, right? Shechiyanu if it's for one person, hatova metiv if it's for two people, you bring extra wine, nothing if it's for one person, and hatova metiv if it's two people. Hatova metiv. It's not literal meaning of the words, but these sort of, you know, implications of the words. Tov to me and metiv to you. So Tosos has 2 days here. According to the first day in Tosos, he says, it must be that hatova metiv, one guy says for everyone, even during the meal. Because Yesh Omrim, that I can pater everyone else even during the meal, and we don't worry about Im Besabli upon it. And Rainier Chil and every single other Rishon in the world says not true. Hatova Meitiv is if something's good for two people, but I don't, each of them can say it separately. Meaning, you know, the Gemara says if you have a baby boy, you can say Hatova, if, I don't know, someone gives me and my wife $1 million, we say a tova meitiv because we're a couple. But I can say a tova meitiv separately, and she can say a tova meitiv separately. Tova meitiv doesn't mean I'm saying for both of us. It just means I'm saying and I'm also happy for you, and you say you're only happy for me. So everyone agrees if the wine comes to Chasuda, then you should say a tova meitiv separately, just like you say a guffin separately. Because a tova meitiv doesn't mean I'm making the bracha for you. I'm only making the bracha for me, but I'm making the bracha about me and you. Okay, that's the first thing. Tosfos is a little strange. Like, I understand how he thinks that tova meitiv, you can only say tova meitiv on motzi you, but what about the sakana? I don't know. He doesn't really explain what to do about the sakana. The last machlokes in Tosfos is ad hayomazeh machlokes tina shnasim and sfardim. Says Tosfos, how do we stand for Abdullah? Now, this has nothing to do, by the way, with this part of the Gemara. Just came up agav. You need Haseba for Yayin. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Yayin boy Haseba, Yayin Mahan Haseba, Yayin boy Haseba. And for us sitting at a table, the chair is Haseba, because that's our fancy meal. But how do you stand for Abdullah? Tell us, everyone stands for Abdullah. How do you stand for Abdullah if there's no Haseba? I can't be Motzi you.
Only for the
Yayin. Hold on. So it says Tosfos, Shemi Yishlomer, no, since you're Koveya for Havdullah, that glues you together. Since we all have to be Yotzei Havdullah, therefore, we're really getting together to say Abdullah together, which is very, very important. Therefore, we're also together for the Yayin. And then in the end, Tosva says, but, Lekach Novatov, he says, you know what? It's better to sit and not have to rely on those answers, meaning both the Mavdol and everyone else should sit. Right? Because the holy Mavdol sits doesn't help. Better to sit and not rely on these answers. Halacha l'maisa, this is the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says, like the Maskan of Tosos, you should sit for Abdullah, and why get into Shilas? The Ramah says the Minigash has to stand for Abdullah, and to assume Tosos has the right answer to the Shilah. Since your Kavua to be Yotzei Abdullah, being Yotzei Abdullah is such an important thing and such a necessary thing, that therefore you are together, therefore you're even together for the Yayin. Give me a second. Anyone know why Davka stand? Like, why does Rama say Davka to stand? The 2 days in Tosos is either it's okay to stand or it's better to sit. But Ashkenazim Davka stand for Abdullah. Maybe not some briskers of all the, yeah, but anyone know why Ashkenazim Davka stand for Abdullah? And then rely on the answer of Abdullah's Koveya.
The guy is doing the mitzvah of Abdullah.
No, but why did that guy stand? What?
He said, like,
that's not good enough reason. The Ramah quotes in the Rishonim. He says, because Havdullah is being Malave the Shabbos Malka. And when you're escorting the queen out of your house, you don't sit. Even if you're not walking her to the door, you don't sit when you're escorting the queen out. And that's why you Ashkenazim stand, because you're escorting the Shabbos queen, and Havdalah is enough b'kviyas without Haseba. Sfardim say, no, I don't know what they say about the Shabbos queen. I should assume the Shabbos queen to take care of herself. And what's more important is Hilchos Brachos, and that you should be, and that you shouldn't have any chash in Hilchos Brachos, and you shouldn't have to rely on Teirutzim in Hilchos Brachos, and you should have a Seba.
Is the bracha on wine during Havdalah a bracha ending? Or bracha
So here's where it gets a little tricky, which is what exactly was Tosfos' kasha? Right? Koshias Tosfos me, not me, Al Haminhag Lamod Behavdala. So says Tosos, the Daik in the Lashon Tosos, he says, Tzarech Iyan Ktsas, Mehavdala Shana Mavdilim Va'omdim, Heyachadu Potrim Ze'ezeh Miyayin U'mehavdala. How are we patri each other in the wine, if you want to drink the wine, and in the Havdala? Sounds like even the Havdala, you need Haseba. And the, I didn't bring all the makaros, so there's a lavush in, I wrote it down where it was, Reish Sadivav Sif Dalit, who says explicitly, the kash is how are you motzi and birks on mavdil? Right? How are you motzi and birks on mavdil? So, one way of reading the kasha is the lashon of Tosos, Miyayin Ume Havdala, Lavush, Reish Sadivav Dalit, says, no, can't even be motzi in Hamavdil without Haseba. And for sure not in Yayin. And the answer is you can have motzi in Hamavdil and even in Yayin.
And the answer doesn't make sense.
Why? The answer, you have to say, no, skip this step because it was too obvious. But if you look at the Mordechai right here, the Mordechai is a slightly different girsa. I don't mean in Tosos. Mordechai half the time is parallel to Tosos. The Mordechai is a slightly different girsa here. I'll just read you the parallel line for the Mordechai, and Ari Roberts will shout when we get to the important difference in formulation. Says the Mordechai, he says, Sarkin Ktsasne Abdullah, right? Again, he's clearly quoting Tosos. Sha'anu Mavdil Va'omdin, Heyachanu Potrim Ze'etzeh Miyein Ha'Havdullah. It's just once the vav becomes a hey, not yain ve'avdallah, yain ha'avdallah. In which case, the ma'avdal, why can't I move to the ma'avdal? It's a regular birkas hashemach. It's only the yain that's a problem. And because people usually drink the wine. I know if the girls did in his days, I don't know when that minhag started, but at least the boys did. So the girsa of the Mordechai is miyain ha'avdallah. Just one letter difference. And the Prima Gaudin thinks that's really what Tosos means anyway. He didn't change the girsa in Tosos. He says, Tosos Kasha was really the Yayin. It's a little dachuk. Maybe the answer is that who says our girsa is right? Maybe Mordechai's girsa is right in Tosos. And this is also the Prima Gaudin, Reish Tzadi Vav, Hey, in the Mishpatzo Zahav. Mishpzo Zavs have cut in. Hey, one second. Bidas Tosfos. He says, no. The question was just, you can be motzi in Hamavdil. Just not. In Hamavdil, you can be mostly in Hamavdil, just not in the Yayin. Okay, the Mordechai's Girsa, and you know, we can always say, okay, Tosfos really meant the Mordechai. They just got one letter wrong in the Girsa, and he says, and then the rest of it flowed more smoothly, because in the rest of it, it sounded like it was Pashto Tosfos, so that was okay, the Chiddush is just extending it to Yayin. So it could be the Gears and Tosh should be like the Mordechai, and that's how the Prima Gaudin understood him. Again, the Prima Gaudin deal with Gears is just, Misfara obviously Tosh only meant to ask from Yayin. He didn't get into the letters of Tosos. Bakul Vosh clearly understood Tosh of Shuto. And the pshat words of Tosos and Yayin Umei Havdalah. So here, Tosos is very difficult. And the Rav deals with this. What's the Svara? Why not? Inquiring minds want to know. So the Rav says a tremendous chiddush here, and this goes back to something you said earlier, but I hope that there are people in this room who didn't do the brackets, because then they'll be surprised when I say over the Rav, and then they'll object and shout, how about whatever, and then I'll tell them that it's someone else in the brackets. So, what does the Rav say? The Rav says, no, there are two ways to look at Havdalah. One way to look at Havdalah is there are two separate things. Hagafen and Havdalah. Again, this we had this here by Rashi on Toya Bracha La'atzmo. You could say no. Havdalah is the Bracha of Havdalah, and it needs to be said on a kos. And then you should drink the kos. And to drink the kos, also olam zolam bracha. So you need Hagafen. There's a separate Birkas Hananin and a separate Birkas Havdalah, and they each have separate rules. That's Nicha for the Mordechai. Havdalah can be motzi without Haseba, because it's just like Birkas HaMitzvos. Wine needs Haseba, like our Gemara. But, that's one way. But the Rav says no. But the Rav says we see from this Tosfos a different way of looking at it. Hagofen and Havdalah, Hagofen and Hamavdil are integrated into one Kiyum of Havdalah. The Kiyum of Havdalah, it's not that Havdalah happens to be on wine and you have to drink the wine. No, the bracha on drinking the wine is part of the Havdalah. They're a package deal. Not coincidence, the package deal. And if it's a package deal, he says, like we mentioned earlier in the Sugya of Kaveh Bracha L'Atzmo according to Rashi, and no, Tosos there, then Tosos says, then we understand Tosos Kasha. His kasha was, well, since my hagafen doesn't work for you to drink the wine, then you're also not Yotzei Havdalah because you have Havdalah without a hagafen, and that's not a real Havdalah. Big finish. Since the hagafen and the hamavdil are integrated, therefore, if you're not Yotzei the hagafen, you're also not Yotzei the Hamavdil. He says, he's Lashon Mukhtz, really. He told us, he's born here, governor, he's Chelik, me Havdalah Atzma. Uma Akemes Bekim Havdalah. Bedin Havdalah Shavuz El Kiddush, which is also an assumption, of course. Bor Pir Guffin, Bekiddush, Edenberg, Sanan, and the Alma, El Kiyum, Bekiddush Atzmo. It's really a Tosu to me. Yachal, Chotzi, Haver, Berkus, Bor Pir Guffin, Shamab, the Mumad, Abirkus, Havdalah, Nami, Lo, Yotza. Meaning, what is the Hakira here? The Hakira here is that Gersa 2 would hold that the Hagafen of Havdalah is just a regular Hagafen. Just happens to be during Havdalah. So I'm both you Havdalah, and the Kasha is I'm both you Hagafen, and the answer is either you should sit, or no, you have enough glue in the case of Havdalah to be both you. But the Girsa of our Tosos, if you take it literally, is saying no. The Hagafen of Havdalah is part of Havdalah. And therefore, if you're not Yotzei the Hagafen, you're also not Yotzei the Havdalah.
If the Hagafen is not a Berkas Hananin, why do you need a Seiba?
Okay, exactly. That's exactly what the Chazon Ish says. It's not part. It's part of Havdalah, not a regular Berkas Hananin. And therefore, what does the Rav do with therefore? I'm with Amy here. But says the Rav, therefore, since Lo Yotza Hagafen Bli Haseba Gam Kain Lo Yotza Yidei Hamavdil Lo Yotza Yidei, whatever. Okay. However, the Chazon Ish points out that if you're going to say the Rav Svara, you should say it the opposite direction. If the Hagafen of Havdalah is unique because it's part of Havdalah, again, he doesn't say the same words as the Rav. He says, Adrava, then you should say, like neither Gersa and Tosis is Kasha. Then you should say, well, the Hagafen of Havdalah is really
part of a Birkas Mitzvah, let's say, I know it's not exactly a Shirk Shem Sosa, but if that Gofen in Havdalah is not a regular Birkas Hanen, but it's part of the Havdalah, then you shouldn't need a save at all. You don't need a saver for mitzvah, for mitzvahs. You only need a saver for Birkas Hanen. If the Hagofen and Havdalah is really just part of Havdalah, then you shouldn't need a saver for either. And that's what Chazon Ish says. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, he says, yeah, Tama and Tosfos, both yourselves and Tosfos. I mean, you'll get it, though. Don't make sense. Right? Which didn't bother the Chazon Ish to say this. However, says the Chazon Ish, he says, no, if Hagofen is part of Havdalah, then Adrabah, you don't need Heseba for either bracha. That's exactly what A.B. was saying, right? Mm-hmm. And therefore, he says, not your first years of Tosos, not the same years of Tosos. Neither years of Tosos. Tosos is just wrong. Okay, Chazon Ish, let's say Tosos is wrong. Chazon Ish says, Tzarech Iyun on Tosos. But that is, again, before we get to the answer, there are three ways to ask the question. You could say, Hagofen is separate from Havdalah, and therefore my kasha is, I understand you, you'll say Havdalah, but Harry, you'll say Hagofen. That's the Mordechai in the Freeman Gun. You could say Hagofen is part of Havdalah in the more difficult way, like the Rav. Hagofen is part of Havdalah. But Hagofen is part of Havdalah, and therefore all of Havdalah becomes like Hagofen, becomes like a Birkas Hananen. And if you're not Yotze the Hagofen, you're not Yotze the Havdalah. And then Tosfos Akasha on both, which is Argir Sentosus. Or you could say the Chazon Ish. No, the Hagofen is part of the Havdalah, and it's just part of a Birkas Mitzvah. Of course you don't need Heseba. It's just a regular key of Ephraim Rosh Hashanah, Yotze Motzi in the Hagofen of Havdalah, at the end of the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, in quotes. And therefore, Tosfos is just wrong. He had no kasha in the first place and didn't need an answer. And, you know, the Chazon Ish said, wouldn't bother him at all why we stand for Havdalah. Yes?
Rabbi, I mentioned when the Rabbi mentioned the name of the Rav, discussing the Machlok with Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether the Rav Priya Gofen before the Kiddush or the Havdalah. And the Rav said that you need the Rav Priya Gofen to make the coast Roy Lishtia. In other words, the Havdalah is Nigra. In other words, the Havdalah itself gets the dean of the Birkas Hanen. Not like the Chazon Ish says.
Interesting. Although, Rav Schechter gave shiur earlier this year, and he says he mentioned this Rav to someone, and he pointed out to him, or he maybe found the front or whatever, that it's actually my first word from Rav Schechter that says this.
Well, the Rav quoted this in the name of the Sefer Apartheid.
Oh yeah, okay.
By Kiddush. That if you don't hear the Rav,
and you're saying that fits the Rav here. I'm saying I'm not so sure, because once I say Birkas Hanen, it's now mutter for me to drink. So maybe that should be good enough for you.
I can't drink. I didn't make up dough.
No, that's not fair. But I hear Joel's trying to justify the Rav like this. If my Hagofen is matter the wine for me, but not for you, that I'm making Havdalah on kosher wine, you're making Havdalah on treif wine, so your Havdalah is not on the coast.
No, I don't mean that. The wine is not...
But it is Roy Lishtia. It's Roy Lishtia for the Mavarich. Then you're wrong. Because it also occurred to you that I can't be Motzi and Nazar wine
then. The whole reason for the Roy Priyagofen is to matter the coast Lishtia.
But when I'm standing, I'm Yotzi myself the Birkas Hanen and matter the coast Lishtia to me, so now it's fine.
But the Havdalah itself is like a
Birkas Hanen. But that has nothing to do with that. That's orthogonal.
You want to say the
problem arises from the formulation in the Shimon's Shiurim. Shimon's Shiurim is laid down.
I know, it's a very radical. He says, Birkas Hanen is not a Birkas Hanen, it's part of Havdalah. If not a Birkas Hanen, why do you need a Seva? Correct. We don't know how the Rav said it in Shir. Perhaps he would have said it more sharply. Or perhaps he did rather say it more sharply in Shir. Anyway, okay, Lamaisa, it is... We're halfway through Shir.
Really?
Yeah.
On Kiddush, Friday night, doesn't the Ramah say to sit? And how come he says to stand Motzeshah?
Meaning, why do you have to stand to escort the queen out, but
and
not...
Bring the queen in.
And, okay.
Sit.
Okay, Tzarchim.
But it is in Mokum Suda.
Correct. Maybe it's because Mokum Suda overrules that. Okay, in any case,
I see it's a little late, so we'll have to push off number three of the Makoros for next time. It's not really so long. I mean, it's technically involved, but it's not really so conceptually difficult. It's just technically difficult. A few scheduling ha'aros. We do have to break soon for Chazara and for the Spring Bechina, as our meeting to have the Spring Bechina in May and then continue Shir in June. I would like to get to the end of the Perek, even though we still have a ways to go, even if we have to rush a little. Next Monday, next Monday is Yom HaZikaron.
I'm coming.
What?
Next Monday implies further.
No. Next Monday's Yom HaZikaron. Is that Ma'akev anyone from coming? What?
I'll be on Zoom.
You'll be on Zoom because of the higher virtual traffic.
No, I'll be on Zoom.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
In the morning with
recording stopped.
In the morning with